Did you know, in the Bible, it says that love is the greatest. In fact, in last year's Valentine's episode, we discussed this and talked about how loving God with all that you are is the greatest commandment in the Bible. But we often miss it. We think others are more important, like honor your mother and father, or don't murder people, stop lying. But really, it's love God. If you haven't heard that episode, then you really should. Love is the greatest. It's at the top of the list. All throughout the Bible, it talks about the importance of love. It even says, if you don't have love, then you don't even know God. It says that of all things, most will pass away, but it's love that will remain forever. Love is pretty important to God, but maybe not the love we think of, our kind of love. We love lots of things. We love food, cars, movies, clothes, jewelry, sports, and the list goes on. We love all sorts of stuff. And it's not a great sin to say you love these things. But I don't think the love you have for pizza should be the same as the love you have for God. Our kind of love usually means we want something, or desire something, or really enjoy something. When we say we love pizza, it means we want it, we enjoy it. Or, I love that car, usually means I want that car, I desire it. This even applies to people. We say things like, I love her, I'll take her as my wife. Or, I love him, I'll take him as my husband. Our love takes, and occasionally gives, usually when we want something. Our love to us might seem soft and weak. We picture ourselves having to run through fields of flowers, skipping along with butterflies or something. Either way, we have a wrong mindset about love. Most of us have never experienced true love, so we really have no idea what it truly means to love. To us, it just means we like, we want, we desire, or we enjoy. It's mostly about us. Our love and his love seem so different. I don't see most people giving each other their best. Forget about God. People usually get the last of what we have, and then whatever scraps are left, we give those to God. We get it backwards. We need to love God first with all of our hearts and with all of our strength, and out of that love, then do everything else. That's why it's first. Everything should flow out of that love for God. Love becomes. It becomes what is needed. Jesus became what is needed in this world because of his love for his Father. Jesus' whole life operated out of his love and his relationship to his Father. And out of that love, he gave up his life for him and for all of us. That's the kind of love I don't think most of us even possess. Mainly because we aren't putting love first. We keep it pretty far down on the list of importance. Usually, we operate out of our strength, our will, and our sheer determination. We barely love at all. We just use that phrase to convey a strong admiration. To us, love is just a word, but really, it should be a force, a power, a strength. The key to everything we do is love, but yet, it also is the thing that most of us really don't have. It requires us to open up our hearts and allow God's love in, which, for a lot of us, is difficult at best. We are pretty closed off in general, pretty guarded and protective, and we have tons of good reasons why. It's difficult for most people to really open up their hearts to people, let alone God. But if you want to experience and know God and have this kind of love, you're going to have to at least try. Well, God knows my heart. He knows I love him. Does he? How does he know when you don't show him? It's like your spouse. We think, oh, they know I care. They know I love them. But yet, we rarely make much effort to convey that love. We take and take, but rarely give. Most of our spouses run on a deficit of love from us. We aren't willing to become what our spouse needs. Let's face it, most of us get married because of what it offers us, not what we can give to it. Marriage should be, I'm here for you. I'm with you. You should never feel that you are in this alone. But yet, so many spouses feel like they are on their own. We wonder why everything seems hard and difficult in life. But yet, we try to keep doing everything without the thing we need most, love. We go to church, sing, worship. We are nice to our spouse and family. We keep trying to be a good person and just get through life. But we lack love. We make life more difficult even though God has given us the answer. Love me first with everything you have, and then love others. You have to give yourself completely to God first, then out of that, everything else will flow. Most of us just won't do this. It's like in the Bible, where it says, you can do all kinds of things. You can have great faith that moves mountains, or be the greatest prophet ever. But without love, you're still nothing. Or you could even give all you have to the poor, and still, without love, it means nothing. You can even speak in the tongues of angels, but without love, you're just making noise. I think this accurately describes most churches, full of good intentions and effort, but mainly just making noise. We hear scriptures like this all the time, but somehow we just don't apply them to our lives. We think maybe hearing is enough. We struggle because we hear, but don't do. We put everything else in life first and leave love at the bottom. We avoid love because we think it's mushy, or we aren't worthy of love, or we think we just aren't an emotional type person. We shut down to love, but yet we think somehow we are able to give it? It's like the church. Most of us think just getting there is the accomplishment, the sacrifice. Oh, I went to church today. I gave. Wow, you should get a medal. You showed up. But what happens when you get to church? Getting to church was actually the easy part for most of us. But opening up and giving ourselves to God once we are there, well, that's tough. Most likely church becomes, oh God, I need, and not, God, I give. When you love God first with everything you have, then you are able to give, not just take. The Bible says we love because God loved us. But how can we expect to really love when we don't let that love in? The people in the Bible that did the greatest things were usually the ones that allowed God's love to transform them. They were usually the ones that loved God with everything within them. And out of that love, they did mighty things. Love enabled them to do beyond what was possible, all because they allowed themselves to be open to God and His love. God's love is able to accomplish mighty things in your life. You just have to be willing to allow it. The key is love, God's love. And without God's love, your efforts will be empty. You'll just be making noise. You have to open up. It's scary. It's costly. You might be uncomfortable. But you can't live a life for God with a closed-off heart. It just won't work. Open up and let God flood in. Let Him fill you and it will change your life. It will change your marriage. It will change your family. You'll be able to live a life that gives and isn't constantly looking for what it can take. Remember, God's love is not weak. It's not soft. It's not inactive or absent. It doesn't take. It gives and it becomes. Don't live a life just making noise, just getting by. Open up and let God's love transform you today.